is
coming from the east.
And from that direction, you said the wind's
from the south.
Right. And a wind halfway between the south and the west, you call a
southwest wind.
And halfway between the south and the east, you call a
southeast.
And that kind of wind is a
north.
And that kind of wind?
Northeast.
And halfway between?
Northwest. We always use north and south first.
Alright.
Is that, what do they do in the east and west? Do they use the east and west first? But here, I've always heard the north and south, but it comes first.
I have too, now that I think about it. I never thought about that before.
But it seems like it's predominant. And
I think it is. Why do you think that might be?
I don't know, but there's just as much area in the east and west as there is in the north and south. But we've always used north and south, you know, and put the east and west behind it.
Well, if it's raining, but it's not raining very hard, just a few fine drops coming down.
Mist. It's mist and rain.
And what do you call the heavy white mist that comes out?
Fog.
And you say it's a real
foggy morning.
And if you've gone a couple of weeks without any rain, you'd call that a what?
A long dry spell.
And now, if you had a dry spell and it lasts for 6 weeks, you'd say you're having a what?
Well, it'd be another long dry spell.
Well, would you have another word for that?
Draft. Now, in the newsprint, because of our farming conditions, they would say a drought. But in just talking from person to person, we would just say a long dry spell.
And the wind has been very gentle, and it's gradually getting stronger. You'd say it's doing what?
It's beginning to blow harder.
And if it's just the opposite, and the wind has been stronger, it's getting weaker and weaker, then you say it's doing what?
Slowing down.
All right. Well, what about if it was just a terrible storm? It was raining and blowing buildings over, and then it began to not be quite as bad, and the rain wasn't as hard, and the wind wasn't as hard. What would you call that? What would you say was that?
It's slacking off.
And on the morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you find that it's cold, but not disagreeably cold, not too cold, the kind of weather you like to be out in, especially if you're walking, you say, this morning it's rather, what?
Well, we would just sure to say a little chilly, cool morning. Now, in some parts of the country, they say crisp, you know.
Now, where do you hear that?
I've read it.
I've never read that. You must do a lot of reading.
Well, yes, I do. I like to read. Just don't have enough time.
Well,
a crisp, you know, crisp, cool morning.
That's right. I've never thought of it.
But we just don't say that down here in the South, in this part of the South.
You say chilly.
Just a chilly morning.
That's what I always said. Well, if it's more than a chilly morning, you go out and there's a white cooling on the ground, you'd say it had a
big frost.
And now, is a frost light, or can it be a...
Yes, we had a heavy frost, or a light frost.
Well, what about if it was just 0 degrees, and you went out and it had rained or something, and it was just real hard?
It iced over.
Alright, well, But the frost could be light or severe, is that right?
Yes, we have light and heavy frost here.
Right. Well, if it's so cold last night, you might say the lake did what?
Froze.